Yeah, well, we're delighted. We're delighted. We put a huge effort into planning that game, and we took our eye off the ball in the last couple of league games, and it cost us. So we put a huge effort into that, into High Yarn. They're a very, very good team. They're very, very good. They're top of the table, and I wish them well in their promotion bid. But we've only won the first round. It was a hell of a game to come into to get your first round out of the way against High Yarn. So listen, we're delighted. It was a great game, I'm sure, for the spectators, especially when they got scrum scores. Scored 1-2 or 1-3 near the end. It tightened it up a little bit, but listen, we're delighted. We're over the moon. Yeah.
Those two goals early in the second half that really give you that cushion to push on from.
Yeah, it gives a huge boost, Ty, and to be fair, they're not easy got against this. These teams are sometimes very hard to break down. So we were delighted. We got a couple of balls over the top. So, yeah, Kirky's goal especially was clinical. I think maybe Cahill passed over the top to me, I can't remember. But it was class finish. But sometimes you get them breaks. We had another one off the post. They maybe missed one or two goal chances. We missed one or two. So the game could have went either way. But we conceded a bad goal early on. It was the first kick of the game. And young McHugh got a great punch into the net. Ty, it set us back badly, but it took us a while to get back into the game with that. But we think we scored five scores in the first half. They got two or three, and it was a tight game. Yeah.
Peter Kirk, he was a good foil for Cahill, I suppose. You know, High Yarn didn't really know who was playing what role, and Cahill was drifting out the midfield, and Peter was in there.
Maybe that's the intention, hey. But as I say, we put a lot of work into planning this, and Kirky has lots of speed, lots of ability, and you know, that's maybe the first time he scored maybe this year for us. I don't look back, but listen, he's got 1-1 today, and he had another one off the post to punch, and but listen, he had a great game. Yeah.
And Stephen Kelly pushing forward from with those surging runs from deep, there was a really it was a driving force for you and your other defenders. Well, they were obviously given license to do that.
Well, listen, when you have the ball, you have to go all out attack. There's no other option. You have to go at the team and get the scores. You can't score back in your own defence. And to be fair, High Yarn pushed up on us a lot, and we managed to get the ball the other side of midfield well, and we got maybe a few bits of gaps to three. But yeah, Stephen Kelly did very well. Connell did very well breaking forward. Brendy Boggs, Stephen Harper. Listen, it's a free run for all of those players to go forward at any time. You know.
You've Clogher now, and they were very impressive against Killeshill in their game. I'm sure you watched that.
I didn't see it yet at all, to be honest with you. We were actually training, so I haven't seen it. But maybe we get our hands on the video or whatever. But we have our homework to do. We've Strabane first of all this week in the league, and I want to focus. We want to get a result there if we can. We're at home. It's been a long, long time. It's been 4 months since we had a home game, so we're at home against Strabane, and we're focused on that. And for sure, Clogher is the big is a massive game now, and they put up massive score. I think it was, I can't remember, 220. I can't remember what score they got, but they put up a big score. You know,
you had a very good game plan throughout, but maybe not as easy to bring Cahill and integrate him back into things.
Listen. The boys are all great. They do what we ask them to do. Sometimes it's not perfect, but when you're underdogs and when you're fighting against a very, very good team, you have to deploy maybe tactics that neutralise the other team a little bit. But tactically, it worked today for us. Maybe
it has worked
later.
For you a lot of the season, hasn't it?
It has, because we've won a lot of games by a point or two, and we're trying to focus more on getting more scores the other end as well. And we've worked. It's my first year. I'm only in the job 5 or 6 months, and it's working okay. It's doing okay. But to be fair, the team. The lads are training brilliant. They listen very, very well, and they're evolving to a very good place, I think. You know.
What's your take on Tyrone Championship football then, and your first taste of it?
It's very, very tough, because all them league games we've played so far, there's a kick of a ball in it. Yeah. There's so many good teams. Clogher, The Rock, Greenlaw, Gorchin, you know, they're all top teams. Kildress, very, very difficult to beat in any given day, all with classy players. So it's very, very competitive, very competitive. Yeah.
It's a bit different from the Jim McGuinness days, and the defensive strategy, the all-out attack approach from this side.
Well, I think when you have the ball, you have to go all-out attack, and when you lose the ball, you have to defend. So I think that's still about a lot in club or county football. But you have to push men forward in the attack. There's no other way to do it, you know. And
your players certainly in the ability there to take good, some great scores tonight.
We had some nice scores, especially I thought in the first 15 minutes when we had to come back from that goal. We had three or four scores from 35, 40 yards out. Colin had a great score, and Tony had a great score before half time. So I think those scores were really important to get the confidence back in the team just before that water break. You know.